Today is the fifth day of March. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here with me on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, I'm coming down with the cold again. I'm coming down with the flu again. I don't know why my body is doing this, but it just keeps being like a horrible cycle. So, I think I might have to go and pop into my GP and just get this checked out and just make sure that everything is kind of okay. Unless I'm stressed about something and I don't realize I'm stressed about something. But hey ho, God is in complete control, and we're going to continue with our praise week. And so, family, our verse of the day comes from 1 John 5 verse 20. And it says this, family: we know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. And so, holy and awesome Father, we know that because our life is joined to you through Jesus, we will enjoy your presence forever. We love you for all you have done for us and the terrible price you paid to redeem us from our sins. We love you for creating us and having a plan for our lives when no one else even knew when we were conceived. Most of all, we love you for being good and choosing to be the kind Father who wants his children to know and love him. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. So this week is praise week, and we're going to continue in that line. We're just going to continue to praise him. And so help me say,
give and take away, blessed be your name. You give and take away,
yeah,
you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be your name, oh Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, we bless you, O God. We bless your name, O God. We bless you, O Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. We bless you. We bless you, O God, because you are a great God. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Oh, Lord, we glorify you. Oh, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Oh, you are the everlasting God, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak.
Yeah.
You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles.
So today, I want you to give God your best praise. I want you to show him how much you love him. Show him how much you adore him. Show how much you are grateful for the God that we serve, the God that placed the stars in the sky, the moon so high. That's the God that we serve. That's the name that we lift on high. Every single morning we wake up, the Bible says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Our hope, our strong deliverer. Oh, you are the everlasting God. Yeah, the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. You're the defender of the weak. You comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Yeah. Yenderebo shandarabasike terebo shandarabasik. Oh, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise your holy name, oh God. Yeah, yeah. You are the everlasting God. Yeah. You are the everlasting God. You do not faint, you won't grow weary. Oh, you are the defender of the weak. Father, you comfort those in need. You lift us up on wings like eagles. Yeah. He is our defender. He is our defender, he is our comforter, and he lifts us up. He lifts us up. He's not a selfish God. He's not a selfish God. He is ready to lift us up on wings like eagles. Father, we glorify you and we honor your name. We honor your name today. Father, thank you for this time in your presence. Thank you for this time before your throne. Mandarabase ketebosha katarabasendebosha. Yendededeshandarabase kete. Colossians 3:16-17 says, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Yes, Lord Jesus, we worship and praise your name today. We glorify you, we honor you. With our hearts, we present our thanksgiving. We offer up our incense of praise. Father, this is not for us, but this is for you. Go ahead of us, O God, and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Abba, Father, we cry out to you today. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything and I will adore you. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Bible says in Psalms 107, 8-9, says, let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds of mankind. for he satisfies the thirst and fills the hungry with good things. With good things. With good things. Mandarabase keterebo, shandarabase keterebo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings. You are my everything, and I will adore you.
We praise you, we praise you, we praise your holy name.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We magnify you with our hearts. We magnify you with our body. Mandarabase keterebo shakata. Yindedere shandarabase terebo shakata. Yiketebo shandarabase terebo shakata. Father, we glorify you and we honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you, O God.
Is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings.
Yeah.
You are my everything, and I will adore you.
Your voice and praise your King. Begin to lift up your voice and praise Him. Begin to lift up your voice and praise Him. Praise your Maker, praise your Creator. Praise Him because He deserves it. Praise Him because He is worthy of our praise.
There is none like you. There is no other God but 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 you. We worship you. We bow down. We say that you are our God. We exalt you. We reverence you. Because you are the father to the fatherless, and you are the husband to the widows. Father, you are the defender of the weak, and you comfort us in our time of need. We glorify you on this day. And so, dear Heavenly Father, you are the mighty creator of the universe, and your power is shown throughout all the earth. You hold the world together by the might of your glorious arm. The stars of heaven sing of your magnificence, and your power sustains the life of every tiny sparrow.
The mighty ocean roars and swells, but every drop can be measured in the palm of your mighty hand. The majestic mountains are formed by your word, and by your hand nothing is too difficult for you. You alone are mighty God. Heavenly Father, praise and glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
So once again, if you are new here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the family. Please reach out to me on Instagram at jcmay, J-A-C-Y-M-A-I, and just let me know that you are listening in for the first time. If you are a return listener and you've been listening for, I don't know how many months we've been, I say how many months, we've been doing this for just over a year now, and you just want to reach out to me, please do reach out to me. I really don't bite. I will respond to every single message that I get, and just to encourage you and just to keep us going on this journey of being intentional about being in His presence. And so I'm very passionate about ensuring that everybody taps into the presence of God as much as they possibly can. We should be living in His presence daily. And so I'm just honored that God has trusted me with this particular vision. I feel like I'm coming down with a cold or the flu again. Not quite sure why. But yeah, it's annoying. I feel like I've had this 3 times in the space of like 6 weeks, and I'm just like, I just want it to be over already. So excuse me and excuse the voice. But with all that said, I'm going to love you and I'm going to leave you. I'm going to leave it here, shall I say. And so I'm going to say, may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day, your whole life through. Family, I love you. I love the support that I receive. I love the fact that you are intentional about being in His presence. And I just pray that as you stay in His presence, that He will begin to reveal Himself more and more to you. That your perspective of your worlds, is in how God sees it and how you see it, just align, and you'll be able to see and hear exactly what God hears as you continue to stay in His presence. So until tomorrow, family, I love you. Enjoy your day. Stay blessed. Bye.